If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Secretary of South African National Civic Organization in Hammanskraal, Jeffrey Nyatigazi. Thank you so much, Mr. Nyatigazi, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
You are listening to the DDG. Your assessment of the kind of progress they're making, is it progress? Are you feeling it on the ground?
At all, we are not convinced by the report. Time is being wasted since 2011 to 2016. It's being wasted. I'm sorry to say that the useless mayor, he didn't take the resident of Hammanskraal seriously. Up until the people who die of cholera, the number it was 23 to 35, meaning that we have lost community members, we have lost voters. So we are not convinced with the report. We should be convinced by the process, meaning that we are supposed to get clean water in Hammanskraal. Now they are talking about the time frame of September, October. We are not convinced at all that the South African National Civic Organization, which is SANCO in Hammanskraal, we are not satisfied.
And so what do you think has gone wrong? And we all know about the 10-day irregularities, the 295 million that was wasted with a project that was only 65% completed. We know about that. Now we've started again. We've been promised water. He's just mentioned that himself. What do you think immediately needs to happen for the residents to be satisfied?
We are expecting, actually, we were supposed to get feedback, let's say, saying that starting from next week or next month, we'll be getting clean water. Just imagine around Hammanskraal people drinking dirty water. We are not satisfied at all, even though they are saying the process is still on the ground. We are not satisfied at all. Even the report that we don't have that assurance. We want the authority to say, starting from next week or next month, we'll be getting clean water.
Are the tankers still coming?
It's not enough. Mm-hmm. The tankers are not enough. Mm-hmm. What they've said to us, it's an option B, but it's not enough. Mm-hmm. Even those tankers, that they don't even clean those tankers. We still drink dirty water. Even our tap. Inside that, we drink, unfortunately, we are not drinking those water, but the water is still dirty. We are not convinced at all. Mm-hmm. The report that they've given us, we are not satisfied at all.
We were told that at some point there were some contractors that were literally selling that water. Was that true?
No, we can't deal with allegations. Mm. No, we can't deal with allegations that some of the contractors were selling water. We are talking about the dirty water. People that were drinking, 23 to 35 people have died because of cholera. We must not shy away from what happened, allegation. That allegation, if it's true, let the law take its course. We are talking about the cleaning of water, the water that should be clean. We are drinking dirty water. So let's not shy away to say there is allegation of people, those who are selling water. The problem is about cleaning water, nothing else. If they say they talk about allegation, let them not take this course. Let those individuals be arrested. So here, the process is about the resident of Hammanskraal must get water. Let's not shy away to say no. The process is on the ground. We want to see practical things happen in Hammanskraal. We are sick and tired. This useless mayor to say, I'm busy with the process, and thereafter I'm busy making the package plant. No. We are not happy at all. Okay. We are not convinced.
Okay. So your daily experience, and this was just, we needed clarity from you because you are on the ground. Are the tankers selling water to the residents? It's either it's happening or not. It's a question. We don't know the facts.
Some
residents have said that to us. I want to know whether you can verify that information.
I can't verify. Some of the individuals are similar, but on behalf of the community, I've never saw anyone selling water.
Okay.
But if somebody says no, somebody like Jeffrey selling water, then it's against those people.
Okay.
But the fact remains, we want clean water.
Okay.
Not the allegations of people of selling water.
Okay. The tankers that are coming, you are saying even that water is not clean. Is that that's the experience of the community?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Who are you engaging with, Esanko? Is it the municipality? Is it ward councillors? How far have you gone?
We've been calling meeting with the people, Department of Water and Sanitation, even the councillors, even our local municipality. Mm. But what they said to us, they said the process is on the ground. Mm. They are still busy with the Minister of Water and Sanitation. Yes, we understand. But the fact remains that we still have a shortage of water. We still have dirty water in Hammanskraal.
Do you have any qualms with the two processes that are happening? The update on the Rooival water treatment plant, that is an ongoing project that will take some time to fix, and as well as the new plant that has just been introduced today, the new package plant. Do you have a problem with how things are being done?
Truly speaking, I've said to the Minister of Water and Sanitation, mm-hmm. that if you've got a process, you must invite all stakeholders. Mm-hmm. Don't just give a report in the absence of other stakeholders around Hammanskraal. But what they've said is they've invited stakeholders, but those stakeholders, they were not enough. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to call all stakeholders to play a role, to check whether it's true, the report that they've given us is true or not. So that's why I'm saying we are not convinced. We were not there oversighting. Mm-hmm. We were not invited to the South African National Civil Organization. Mm-hmm. We are not sure. That is why one resident said we need a tangible report. Not give us the report just like that. We want a tangible report. We want a document that says phase one, we have done 1, 2, 3. Phase two, yes, we have done 1, 2, 3.
So as things stand, even if they can use media, you want them to come directly to you, engage you, walk with you, and show you while they are doing these inspections what they've been doing. That's what you're saying.
Not only me, as the South African National Civil Organization, all stakeholders, people, those who are on the ground.
Who else has been left out? You are speaking on behalf of Sanko now. You seem to be saying others have also been left out. Who else would you say has been left out?
We are talking about the business people. We are talking about the chiefs that were not invited. Even ourselves at the South African National Civic Organization, mm-hmm. we were not invited. But they've said to us that there were some stakeholders that were invited. We've got many stakeholders. I can mention them from 10 to 20 stakeholders. They were not happy. Mm. There is a Hammanskraal forum. They were not invited. Mm-hmm. So we are saying it's not enough. Even that report, we are not happy.
Do you know who was invited, or was it just the mayoral committee as well as the department? Was anyone else invited?
It was human settlement, people, Department of Water and Sanitation, mm-hmm. and the councillors.
So it was just government, no one else outside of government.
So come again?
In your view, those people that were part of this oversight...
it was for part of the government, exactly.
It was only government. How do you want to, as stakeholders who feel that you are not involved and included in this process, how do you want to take this forward?
Taking forward, we need to invite all stakeholders, those who have been affected, to sit down, discuss, even though we don't have that experience, but... To oversight, to check everything, what went wrong. Because now they're talking about, they say, it was not a cholera. So we are not sure. You understand what I mean? But those people who died, the cause, they say it's cholera. Because we've been going around Hammanskraal, the people who have been affected, the people who have died of cholera, those victims.
Has anyone said to you it was not cholera? That's not what we understand. We seem to have gotten confirmation from the Department of Health that it was cholera. Are you saying that there are people who are saying to you it was not?
No. They say it's cholera.
Okay.
So for everyone, all the victims are saying it's cholera.
I understand. I'm saying, you seem to be saying some officials have said to you it was not cholera. Has that happened?
Yes, even today.
Today?
They said that it was not cholera. Exactly. They said it was not cholera. So you want to find out.
Mr. Nyathikazi, let's talk about a way forward. What's your plan? Yes. I know that you're unhappy. You've told us why you're unhappy. What's your plan as the stakeholders that feel left out by the department of? You're saying there were three departments there, as well as the Tshwane municipality.
We humbly request to invite all stakeholders, so that when we go on the ground and tell all the residents, we are definitely sure what happened, even the process. But if we are out and give us the report through the media, we are not satisfied at all. Okay. We must invite everyone in the community. We are not saying the councillors are not representing us well, but we are saying everyone should participate on this issue. It's very critical. That's my humble request. Let them invite everyone, and after we sit down, we check the oversight, even though we don't have experience, but we should be there. We need to participate.
So does that mean you're going to wait for the next site visit? Before that, what happens? And you don't know when that site visit will happen, do you?
That is why I'm still saying I'm not convinced, and there is no action I can say we can go on strike or what. But what I can say, we want to see something practical. We don't want the report. Yes, they can give us the report within 2 days or 3 days or a week. But just imagine they say around September, October. What if the cholera comes again? What's going to happen? We are not satisfied. We are not happy at all. We are not convinced about the report. Even that useless mayor give us an excuse that saying no, he was not available by 2011 and 2016. We are not satisfied at all. He was supposed to take responsibility. There was a call from the deputy minister of water and sanitation. He said in front of us he had invited the mayor to check the issue of cholera. But he wasted time up until three people died of cholera. That's where they come to Amaskrani and pay a visit. Just imagine. They're not satisfied at all.
Jeffrey Nyatigazi is a zonal secretary of Sanco in Hammanskraal. As you can hear, lots of frustration there by residents also complaining about the fact that they were not invited and included in some of these site visits. So we'll obviously keep an eye on the story.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.